Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in again to Master English with Tim, the podcast where Tim helps you master English. I'm Tim, world traveler, polyglot, bicyclist, and author of several resources for learning English. In this week's episode, I'm going to tell you about some fun and useful expressions for talking about work and money. Let's get started. If you are dirt poor, that means that you are extremely poor and live quite badly. If you are dirt poor, you probably have old, unfashionable clothes that maybe never fit you even when you bought them. I guess we say dirt poor because the idea is that you don't even have enough money to wash yourself, so that it's obvious to everyone that you're dirt poor. One part of being dirt poor is that you probably owe the bank, or maybe people you know, money for things like your car, or maybe your house. In English, when a person is in debt, or also when they are spending more than they are earning, we say that that person is in the red. We say in the red to talk about people owing a lot of money, because in accounting, negative numbers, or numbers below zero, are written in the color red. So, being in the red and being dirt poor is no fun. There's really nothing good about it. So, what are your options for moving up in the world if you're dirt poor? Well, your first option is that you could work yourself to the bone. If you work yourself to the bone, it means that you work so hard that it harms your health. Working yourself to the bone might mean working 60 or 70 hours a week, possibly at several jobs. So why do we say work yourself to the bone? My best guess is that when you work so much, you lose weight and start to look like a skeleton. I could be wrong, though. In any case, the problem with working yourself to the bone is that it doesn't always work. In fact, I would venture to say that a lot of poor people are already working themselves to the bone and are still staying dirt poor. So another option, if you want to move up in the world, is to work smarter, not harder. Working smarter, not harder is what it sounds like. Instead of working more hours, you find ways of working that bring you money more quickly. For example, you could work at an online job that lets you work from home so you don't have to pay to drive to work. And because you're at home, your boss won't know what you're doing, so you can maybe work two or even three jobs at the same time until somebody finds out. That really is working smarter, not harder, because it lets you earn twice or three times as much money. Is it honest? Well, not exactly, but it still is an example of working smarter, not harder. And if one of your bosses decides, or two of them, decides that your services are still no longer needed, it's okay though. You still worked for that company for a few months and got several thousand extra dollars. Another way to earn extra money is to get paid under the table. When you get paid under the table, someone pays you in cash. The payment is not recorded officially, and you pay no taxes. Getting paid under the table is not something I suggest doing, but I'm not talking here about right and wrong, but instead what some people in fact do. The advantage of getting paid under the table, of course, is that instead of paying 25 or more percent of your income to the government, you keep it all for yourself. Another way to move up in the world and get more money is to fake it till you make it. If you fake it till you make it, you do a job that you're really not qualified to do, but you just act like you're doing your job well, and as time passes, you just use your brain to see what the job is about and gain skills as you do the work. There are some jobs and industries where faking it till you make it really could work. For example, if you work in PR, you could fake it till you make it. You could fake it till you make it while managing a store. Some jobs where you definitely could not fake it till you make it are airline pilot and doctor or surgeon. If you've been doing any of these three things, working smarter, not harder, getting paid under the table, or faking it till you make it, you might start to first make enough money to pay back money that you owe to a bank or maybe to other people. If you are earning more money than you spend, or if you are no longer in debt, we can say that you are in the black. So again, being in the black is the opposite of being in the red. Being in the red feels bad, while being in the black feels good. Being in the red means debt, being in the black means profit. Another way to earn more money is to skill up. The phrasal verb skill up means to get extra training so you can do more complex work. This could mean taking a training course in, say, data science or going back to university to get a master's degree. When you skill up, you hope that you will get higher pay for your new abilities once you return to work. The problem with skilling up, of course, is that often you have to pay for it, which means that for a while you will be, again, in the red. Work a few years, though, and you will earn the money back, hopefully, and be in the black again. Another way to get out of being dirt poor, but not a way that anyone should depend on, is to receive a windfall. A windfall is a very large amount of money that you receive unexpectedly. You can receive a windfall, for example, by winning the lottery. You can also receive a windfall if a rich relative you didn't know about dies and gives all of their money to you. More likely, though, is that you work hard and start to make enough money to cover your costs. If you cover your costs, it means that you earn enough money to pay for your food, electricity, water, house, and so on. If you're earning a lot of money, but are not crazy rich, we can say that you are well off. If you are well off, you can afford to go on a nice vacation or you buy your kids nice clothing, and you probably live in a nice house. If you're well off, you probably drive a BMW or a Mercedes, but not a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. So how do we talk about a person who is not just well off, but very, very rich? We can say that a very rich person is filthy rich. If a person is filthy rich, that person can and does buy whatever they want. A person who is filthy rich probably also buys things without needing them, and buys expensive things and then forgets that she or he has them. A person who is filthy rich buys things just because they're beautiful and goes on vacation whenever they want and to wherever they want. Now, to be filthy rich, you don't need to be Bill Gates or Carlos Slim, and in fact, I would argue that people of that class are beyond even filthy rich. Now, if you know what the word filthy means, or you knew what the word filthy meant as you listened to me talk, you probably felt surprised, because filthy means very, very dirty, covered from head to foot in dirt or mud. So, a poor person is dirt poor, but a very rich person is filthy rich. It doesn't make much sense, but it doesn't have to. Language doesn't have to be logical in order for it to make sense. So, we started off talking about people who are dirt poor, and then went to people who are filthy rich. Sometimes, one person starts their life dirt poor, and then somehow becomes filthy rich. When that happens, we say that someone goes from rags to riches. Rags are clothing or pieces of clothing that are too old and too damaged to wear. We usually use rags to clean the windows or tables in our houses. The only time a person would wear rags is because they're so poor that they can't buy respectable clothing. So if a person goes from rags to riches, that person was extremely poor at first and then became filthy rich. A person can go from rags to riches, maybe by hard work in the right industry, maybe by inventing something really useful and important, maybe by meeting the right rich person at the right time and then building on those personal connections, or possibly, but really not very probably, by getting a windfall, receiving a windfall, for example, lottery or, you know, inheritance money from a dead relative. Occasionally, we also hear about rags to riches to rags stories, where a person starts poor, becomes rich, and then loses it all again. That, again, is from rags to riches to rags. Okay, that's all for this week, everyone. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to look at the worksheets for this episode on my website. See you next Monday.